When our hearts ache, especially due to the loss of a love or a disappointment, or being constantly reminded as we approach an important anniversary of something that's been especially hard, it can be easy to feel stuck with a heavy heart. This meditation is intended to help you lighten this load and tap into the love you have stored in your heart. This is just a few moments for you to be just with yourself, finding comfort and grounding and love for yourself and the world around you. Take a moment to get comfortable. For some, this will mean sitting with your back upright and your feet on the floor, hands on your knees. For others of you, it may mean sitting on the floor and feeling stable and firm on the ground. And yet others, you might want to lie down. But find that place and settle in. From that place, take a few deep cleansing breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. No need to work hard at this. Just follow your breath coming in and flowing out of you. If it feels comfortable, imagine the lower parts of your lungs and your belly expanding out as you inhale through your nose, becoming big and wide and spacious, and then dropping down as you blow that air out through the mouth. Take a few moments to enjoy filling your lungs with clean and fresh air. Notice what it feels like to blow that breath out of you, making space for new, fresh breath. Now I want you to take some time to identify what is making your heart feel heavy. Is the world around you celebrating a holiday that is painful for you? Do you have a recent loss? Or one that is not so recent, but that feels so close by? And these things are weighing heavy on your heart. On your next inhale in, I'd like to ask you to draw all of your attention in with that breath and direct it right down to your heart center. Be present with your heart as it feels heavy. Imagine what this heavy, dense, non-porous heart feels like in the center of your being. Directing your attention to this heart center, I want to ask you to look a little further and a little deeper into your heart to find whatever possibly even tiny space of flame or light or love that you can find in this hard and hurting space. We know that in every beating heart, in every precious person, there remains some, either large or sometimes small, bit of life, bit of fire, bit of warmth, bit of love that we can access. As you find that little love flame, pay attention to it. What does it look like? If it were a flame, what would its shape be? And how might that flame flicker as you inhale the air around it and gently blow into the space around it? If you are feeling heart heavy as the result of a loss, or of being reminded of that loss or disappointment or difficult and painful experience, I want you to imagine bringing this heart light, whatever its size, out a little more in that hard space. With the person that you have lost, or the role you have lost, or the complexities and disappointments you have felt in mind, I'd like to see if we can't help you grow this flame of love a little bit bigger, breath by breath, in order to soften some of the difficult, hard, hurting spaces inside and outside of you. So let's try this together, picturing that small flame of love, of connection, of peace that exists in that heart space. I'd like you to imagine that on your next inhale, that light, that love light, grows just a little bit brighter, a little brighter. And on the exhale, that it grows just a little bit wider. And again, on this next inhale, that little bit of love, of comfort, of peace, grows just a little bit even more light and bright. And on that exhale, it spreads ever so slightly to engulf a little more of the hardness. And again, as we inhale, imagine that flame growing ever so slightly brighter and more light. And on the exhale, spreading just a little further out. I know this may sound strange, but stay with me. As you inhale, watching this flame of love, of comfort, of peace, growing brighter illuminating and warming your full insides. And as you exhale, seeing it spread out so that it actually does begin to fill all the spaces inside of you. The warmth of the love you shared with this person or that you experienced in lighter times, growing brighter and wider and brighter and wider until it's bumping up against the edges of your entire being. And at that point, this love flame that grows brighter on each inhale, more intense on each inhale, and wider and farther reaching on each exhale, begins to spill out of you. Tapping into and experiencing the love that you shared, possibly with this missing person or place. And making it grow until it not only fills you and begins lapping out of you, but until it begins to reach out to others within your proximity. This bright, warm, grounding, generous love becoming brighter to light your own path, as well as the path of those around you, as it widens on the exhale. Practice bathing in the warmth of this love that you have stored within you, enjoying its sparkle. Now picturing that flame becoming so bright and light that it begins to fill all the spaces around you, as far as you can imagine, with its brightness, with its brilliance, with its beauty. And on the exhale, that beautiful, bright, sparkling, shining light spreads as far as you can imagine. Meaning that you are engulfed in this warm, spacious, opening, and yet grounding love. Inhaling, enjoying a sense of light, and exhaling, enjoying a sense of spaciousness and breath. Notice the feeling of tapping into this heart light, this love. Notice how it can help soften or maybe even do away with the hardness for a little while. And from this place of feeling love deeply within you, letting it pour purposefully out of you, and then coming back toward you, take a moment to smile. That's right, wherever you are, try to see if you can't smile with your being while enjoying the feeling of loving connection within and without. As you enter into the rest of your day, determine what amount of brightness and what width of this flame works for you to move from this space and out into the world with, and carry it with you, knowing that whenever you need, in even a moment or two, you can stop what you're doing and access and grow this light and this love that is within you.